Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, January 23rd, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. Obviously, the Donald Trump administration, kind of the focal point of the coffee pot and water cooler talk these days. We'll talk more about that. But first, a couple of looks at what's news these days. First, the AP News Minute, the Associated Press's daily briefing, as it were, if you will, of the day's talking points. Go ahead with that, please.
This is AP News Minute. President Donald Trump is expected to meet with bipartisan congressional leaders at the White House on Monday. The agenda is expected to include health care and tax reform. Severe weather is blamed for killing at least 18 people in the Deep South over the weekend. At least 14 people were killed in South Georgia on Sunday when intense, fast-moving storms and possible tornadoes moved across the state. Police in San Antonio, Texas say a man was shot and killed trying to stop two suspects from fleeing a jewelry store robbery. Several people were injured. Two suspects were caught. And Major League Baseball has lost one of its up-and-coming stars. Kansas City Royals pitcher Yordano Ventura died in a car accident in the Dominican Republic. He was 25. Sandy Kozel, The Associated Press, with AP News Minute.
So that's that, but that's not the whole story. That's the AP News Minute. We've been playing on this broadcast the videos by the YouTube channel Jason A, which is kind of a unique look at recent news and world events. Last week, the presidential inauguration of Donald Trump was huge news. The World Economic Forum was huge news, and the all of that, all that those events portend, obviously, was the reason that those were huge news. But for more on that, I want to give you, speaking of the days and recent talking points, this is Jason A's latest, the Jason A YouTube channel's latest video on recent events. Go ahead, please.
Because, of course, we are meeting at a time when a lot of people expect tumultuous change.
The world is looking for direction
that may represent huge changes in the world order as we have known it.
The office of President of the United States.
Donald Trump, soon to be installed at the White House, has said the kind of movement that brought him to power has never been seen before in the world.
He's defining a clear path for himself. Today we're actually seeing what our new world order might look like.
In these early days of 2017, there is a palpable uncertainty about the state of the world.
Right at the beginning was Dr. Kissinger talking about the disintegration of the old order as we understand it.
Even more important today than they were then, because now we need a concept of world order that is, for the first time in history, that all parts of the world can directly affect all other parts.
How do you see the current climate?
I think there is no question that we are at quite a unique point in time. I've not seen anything like the situation we are in my lifetime. The changes certainly brought by technology are only going to accelerate. Think about the technology we have today and add on.
A lot of people, I think, would like to just pretend it's not happening and reject it.
The pace of change is accelerating dramatically.
And hope that they manage to make it into their 50s or 60s without it really disrupting their life too much. But clearly you cannot do that when it is coming at you like a freight train.
And I am absolutely convinced that all the new technology we're seeing will have one side to it that can be negatively disruptive, but also one side to it that can be extremely positive. We have biometrics that actually means that you can be recognized.
Tell us, what's the future of paying and shopping for things?
I believe that two-thirds of the world will ultimately end up paying with biometrics. I think the emerging markets will be a lot faster to adopt because they don't have our notions of privacy in the U.S. and Europe. Personally, I like it. I like to choose whether my fingerprint is available somewhere or not. But in a lot of countries around the world, that's not a choice. You have to make it available.
So we don't want to go down that road in the U.S. or Europe,
well,
do
you? I don't know.
Has India gone too far?
It's always a balance. I can also tell you the same people that complain about it put their fingerprint whenever they enter the country. They don't say anything about
they
it.
They want to go on like, holiday there. So.
You can't enter the country anymore, any country in the U.S. or Europe, without giving your fingerprint. So you're actually giving it to somebody. That the millennials and newer generations are actually a lot less concerned with privacy than the older generations. And we know that they'll give it up, they'll give up certain privacies for convenience much more willingly than others. Technological progress is unstoppable. No matter what administration, no matter, you know, what government, no matter where you are in the world, increasingly, it doesn't really matter.
One of the key problems of our period is that the international order with which we were familiar is disintegrating in some respects.
Of how we can really create, I would say, a new world order.
I would start by saying that we live in a dangerous world. We see a proliferation of new conflicts. Old conflicts seem never to die. Conflicts are becoming more and more interlinked, more linked with the new threat of global terrorism. That today's wars are wars that nobody wins. Everybody is losing.
The fight for Mosul.
About a region that is really witnessing shifts and changes. Every time we call them unprecedented, we get even more outlandish moments.
Russia and Turkey have carried out joint airstrikes on Daesh.
This is the first time that Russia and Turkey have joined forces in such an operation, and 9 Russian fighter jets and 8 Turkish warplanes are involved in this operation. And this operation is yet another sign of increased cooperation between Russia and Turkey in Syria.
And in a world as fragile as today, of course, it doesn't take much to flip something. You know that butterfly phenomenon. Now we have it. It's so fragile, it doesn't take much. And a single event can change everything. It's, of course, too many involved. In the years before 89, it was a relatively clear set world. Practically 2, maybe 3 powers of relevance, and you knew who to call to solve the issue. Who to call today?
The potential for CRISPR is described in the recent issue of The New Yorker. The story is called Rewriting the Code of Life. Could be a revolutionary advancement.
One of the most significant developments in this field is the newly discovered ability to modify the very genes in our DNA.
And I want to quote a line from your story. You say that Esfeld directs the, quote, Sculpting Evolution group at MIT, where he and his colleagues are attempting to design molecular tools capable of fundamentally altering the natural world. I mean, that is a pretty extraordinary set of ambitions.
But also, you may want to make a baby taller, faster, smarter, so the potential for taking advantage of it is clearly there.
So what are the possibilities of connecting our bodies to the Internet?
Well, the Internet of Things, we all see it, right? Our toaster, our refrigerator can be connected. But over and over, we're seeing more devices that people are wearing.
I could not be prouder of the transformation that's taken place in our society just in the last decade.
This is the January issue of National Geographic, and it is called Gender Revolution.
Debate tonight in Thousand Oaks. The school board there will talk about whether to teach children about the accomplishments of the LGBT community in the classroom.
Showing a range of people who are describing themselves and describing their gender in different ways. You know, bi-gender, non-binary, transgender, and pretty much everything in between.
Dunn was responding to a parent who was questioning his perceived hesitation regarding the FAIR Act.
This is Jonathan, who is 8, who identifies as both a boy and a girl at the same time since he's been 2.5. And this is taken in a place that is much more accepting than the last picture that we saw. This is taken at California's Bay Area Rainbow Day Camp, where kids can safely express their gender identities. And here he is pretending he's a unicorn as well. So
it's a state law which compels public schools to teach the contributions of people with disabilities and those within the LGBT community. Dunn responded by writing, in part, "If I ignore my Christian beliefs, what happens to my soul when I die? Where I spend eternity is far more important to me than being a school board trustee."
It's interesting because it conflicts a little bit with this idea that I am a girl when they're little boys. It's just social circumstances push people in one direction rather than another.
Safe space is invading college campuses. A new college trend to create these safe space areas where students can be sheltered from opposing views.
Right here in Southern Oregon, the Oregon Cabaret Theater was flooded with people concerned about Trump's presidency tonight. Organizers say that the Ghost Light Project symbolically creates a light for what they say are dark times ahead.
Some university boards and administrations now vow to pressure groups and shield students from these ideas through safe spaces, code words, and trigger warnings is, in my view, a terrible mistake.
It's a moment for the entire national theater community to make a pledge to not only be safe spaces, but brave spaces.
One of the most dangerous places on a college campus is the so-called safe space, because it creates a false impression that we can isolate ourselves from those who hold different views.
To all the people across the nation protesting the Trump presidency, canceling exams, bringing in therapy dogs, and hosting, yes, there's something called a cry-in.
A mystery in the water in St. Petersburg tonight. Something is killing pelicans and making other birds sick.
And biologists have no idea what's killing them.
This year is different. Killing birds, too.
But the thing is, we've never seen birds die.
It's a marine mystery. Scientists are trying to figure out what's causing a record number of humpback whale deaths in Hawaii this season.
It is higher than usual. It's almost double early in the season.
Wildlife officials say it's the largest mass stranding ever in Florida.
And this is quite a mystery tonight. The big question, why would 95 whales all beach themselves? What's so interesting is the scientists tell us they have never seen a stranding this large for this species of whale.
The science is telling us that the rate of extinction today is about 100 to 1,000 times higher than natural rates. Species are extinguishing very quickly.
Their quest for clues about why the massive creature died, likely within the past week. They say the whale did not appear to have been hit by a ship.
When you have an animal like that coming in and there's no apparent cause of injuries, we need to examine it.
We should expect further attempts by Russia to meddle in the democratic process. It will occur again, I promise you. And again, the purpose is clear: to collapse the liberal international order.
Together, we will
determine the course of America and the world for many, many years to come. But we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
So there you go. Interesting stuff. Lots and lots of stuff to talk about. You heard from the likes of Henry Kissinger, obviously, repeatedly. Joe Biden destroying the established liberal order. Kissinger, New World Order, same old ridiculous nonsense from him. World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab. Point founder Osama Bedier, among others. You know, old school bad guys. It's real interesting, you know, watching the transition and the scrutiny applied to the Trump White House right out of the gates. We can't help but focus on Donald Trump in terms of stories today. And, you know, it's interesting. I want to just point out it's only day three. Friday was the inauguration. It's only day three. Think about it. It's Monday. It's Monday. Day three. It hasn't even been a week yet. And I think we're in for an interesting ride. I voiced my concerns. I have voiced my concerns all along the way. I think legitimate concerns about the prospective danger of a Trump presidency for a variety of reasons. I won't get into those right now. But I remain skeptically or nervously optimistic. It seems, based on what he has been doing just in the last few days, that he intends to make good on a number of his promises. And not all of them are fantastic, but a number of them are more than one could have hoped in the constitutional republic that is supposed to be America, the long forgotten, much eviscerated constitutional republic. We'll talk more about the first few days of the Trump presidency and much more when we come back. Stick around, more right after this break.
Any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So let's talk about the controversy. You know, we can't help but focus on the Trump White House right now. But let's kind of back up. Today is going to be a busy day. Every day. I mean, it seems right now like things are shaping up that every day is going to be kind of like a week. And Donald Trump is going to work. It's interesting. There's a high degree of visibility that he has brought on himself unapologetically, it seems, and with every intention to do so. And you know what? Let's hope that things go the way that the optimists, including the nervous optimists like myself, hope that things might go. That we might actually start to unplug ourselves from this diabolical scheme to transfer all power and authority over life in America from the administrative fourth branch cabal in Washington, D.C. to somewhere abroad, who knows exactly where, depending on which degree of proxy you want to address, and to restore that power, as Donald Trump said, back to the people. It would be encouraging to think that would be possible and that could happen. But if we listen to his inaugural address when he says restoring power to the people, back to you, the people, if that is the case, then we have to go back to the founders and realize we have a responsibility here in America. We have a responsibility and an obligation to ourselves and to one another to shore up the foundations that undergird our constitutional republic, our founding documents, for example. There is a foundation beneath the surface of those documents. That is, according to the founders, virtue, morality, and religion. I'll get to Saturday's Women's March, the one in D.C. in particular, Madonna's remarks. You know, if you or I said what Madonna said, we would still be in federal custody. We'd probably be in FBI custody, being questioned by the FBI and Secret Service. Rightfully so. I agree. I don't agree with Newt Gingrich on many things, being the establishment guy that he is, the Tofflerite that he is. But when he said that she should be arrested, that is a fact. If you said or I said what she said, we would be arrested. We would be in federal custody. We would be being questioned by the FBI and Secret Service, and rightfully so. Yet she isn't. Why is that? That's a curious anomaly, isn't it? Marxist provocateurs can infect people's minds in orthodox Marxist fashion. I mean, come on. You know, you listen to the march, these idiots standing up on stage shouting, "Rise, rise," meaning what? Are you summoning some kind of beast from the ocean? What are you doing? Very bizarre. Anyway, not to give too much time or attention to those mindless folks, we'll talk more about some of the controversies and what those things mean going forward. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. Let's talk some more about this. So, speaking of Donald Trump and his new incoming administration, a lot of controversial figures. We'll talk more about that as time goes on. I think that there's some validity to Chuck Schumer's coining of the term swamp cabinet or use of the term proliferation to hammer on big banks. Goldman Sachs in particular, special interests. He's talking about the establishment, yet Rex Tillerson is his pick for Secretary of State, a guy who, gosh, you know, some of these people, hard to argue they're not the establishment. However, you go a degree beyond that and you go to the advisors, you know, the Philip Drew administrator crowd, so to speak, and does he have the same influence there behind the scenes? Donald Trump did meet with Henry Kissinger prior to the elections. And so, you know, Peter Thiel is one of his advisors. A number of other what some folks would call deep state insiders are on the periphery there, so there is some concern, but we'll see kind of how that shakes out in time. Again, we'll come back to that, not to focus on that right now, but let's just go back. Again, this is only day three. Back a little bit to Friday's controversies. We streamed the inaugural address, C-SPAN's coverage of the inaugural address. It's interesting. Friday, I mean, think about what has happened already, the controversies and really kind of the infighting and the war, as Donald Trump called it in his visit to the CIA on Saturday, CIA headquarters. That was interesting. But think about what has happened. Just unbelievable. Friday, the two big controversies. Time White House correspondent Zeke Miller tweeted the Martin Luther King bust was removed from the White House. He tweeted later that he looked twice and didn't see it and apologized. But based on Zeke Miller's tweet that the MLK bust was removed, there was a media frenzy, obviously a firestorm, about how the Trump White House is already flexing its racist muscles. Obviously, trolling the Trump White House is racist. The apology by Zeke Miller didn't receive as much coverage. And why wasn't Zeke Miller admonished by the management staff at Time? That's interesting. Conflicting reports and accounts. Statistics on the inauguration attendance is interesting. The point, as Reince Priebus and others, obviously. But as Reince Priebus said on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, this is a kind of a coordinated effort to delegitimize the Trump presidency. And Chris Wallace asked Reince Priebus directly, is it a conspiracy? Kind of mocking, I would say. And Reince Priebus had a great answer. He said, it's an obsession. And it seems to be an obsession. It's like the media smells blood like sharks, and they've rushed in wherever there's a drop of blood or where they think there's a drop of blood. They rush in and jump on the trolling bandwagon, facts be darned. And again, I mean, I think Oxford English Dictionary was prescient in its selection of the word post-truth as the 2016 word of the year. So the conflicting reports and accounts is interesting. Everybody's focusing on the crowd size and the numbers, and you know, listening to the echo chamber there, different accounts of different numbers at different times and so forth. But one can clearly see from the New York Times time-lapse photography that the crowds did fill up the canvas, whether it has been used previously or not, the white canvas versus the green grass clearly makes the crowd attendance more demonstrable and easier to see from above or not see, as the case may be. But, you know, the Nielsen ratings was another thing I haven't heard people talk about. And the Nielsen ratings, it's interesting. In using the Obama figures, the 2009 figures were higher all around than the 2013 figures for Obama, his inaugural figures. First go-around higher all around than the second figures. Trump's Nielsen ratings were extremely high, over 30 million people watching. And when you think about the fact that that's on a Friday during the workday for people in the workforce, it's pretty impressive. So that really obfuscated the issue that I think, again, Reince Priebus brought to a clear point, which was the numbers aren't the issue. It's the efforts to delegitimize the Trump presidency, to marginalize him, and to imply that there isn't as much support as there is for him, which is unfortunate. And hopefully, in seeking to set the record straight, Trump doesn't push back too far and sensationalize, as he has a tendency at times, it seems, to do, because this isn't reality TV anymore. And like Ari Fleischer said, the press will fact check you on the back end if you're not careful. But speaking of setting the record straight, on Saturday, Sean Spicer, White House press secretary, had some fairly scathing remarks for the press. Here's that. Go ahead, please.
First official press briefing.
Okay, so we're going to reload that for a second. Curse the dreaded buffering. I still want to get to Saturday. I mean, this is Friday we're still talking about. Can you believe it? Inauguration Day. I haven't even gotten to Saturday's ridiculous nonsense. I will say, while we're waiting, these were the controversies just from Friday. And speaking of Friday's controversies, did you see Michelle Obama play hot potato with the Tiffany box Melania Trump gave her? how awkward and arguably inappropriate, I would say. And did you further see the collective – I mean, if that was – if the shoe were on the other foot in this weird society we live in, you know, you hear people saying things like, we should teach black history to all Americans. I'm not opposed to that. But you know what? Would people say the same thing if I – I'm not opposed to that. I think it's great. I think it's true. There, you know, we should be learning about American history. And obviously we know, going back to the Reese Committee reports, that there has been a direct coordinated effort to steer education in America. The hijacking of Thomas Jefferson's bill for the general diffusion of knowledge through Horace Mann in the mid-19th century, on forward to the turn of the 20th century, and the foundations, primarily Ford, Carnegie, and Rockefeller, working in concert to promote a very specific narrative to their own advantage and to the detriment of most others. We know that. I'm all for learning about American history, whatever race, creed, tribe, tongue that means, so to speak. But when someone says, you know, we should teach black history to all Americans, if I said we should teach white history to all Americans, oh, racist. He's right. Why is the double standard? So when you look at Melania Trump trying to hand Michelle Obama a Tiffany box, which was a wonderful gesture, you know, as some people have observed. Shouldn't it be the other way around? Here is a box Michelle Obama should have been giving Melania Trump a box. Here is your box. You know, welcome to your new home and good luck in the coming years. No, Melania Trump. I thought that was a very classy gesture, and Michelle Obama couldn't get rid of it fast enough, it seemed. And if the shoe were on the other foot, can you imagine? I would think the press would have a field day with that, and they would say that Melania Trump was racist. Look, she wasn't even grateful to receive a gift from Michelle. But since it's the other way around, and we live in this warped society, we're confused about that. And did you further see the collective reactions of the folks some would categorize as the New World Order establishment coterie at the inauguration? In other words, the Clintons, Bush 2, Obamas, you know, and definitely Dick Cheney, obviously, Biden, etc. Did you see their collective reaction? I mean, they seemed disgusted when they were listening to Donald Trump during his inaugural address. Anyway, let's go back to Sean Spicer's press briefing on Saturday. Go ahead, please.
Good evening. Thank you guys for coming. I know our first official press briefing is going to be on Monday, but I wanted to give you a few updates on the president's activities. But before I get to the news of the day, I think I'd like to discuss a little bit of the coverage of the past 24 hours. Yesterday, at a time when our nation and the world was watching the peaceful transition of power, and as the president said, the transition in the balance of power from Washington to the citizens of the United States, some members of the media were engaged in deliberately false reporting. For all the talk about the proper use of Twitter, two instances yesterday stand out. One was a particularly egregious example in which a reporter falsely tweeted out that the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. had been removed from the Oval Office. After it was pointed out that this was just plain wrong, the reporter casually reported and tweeted out and tried to claim that a Secret Service agent must have just been standing in front of it. This was irresponsible and reckless. Secondly, photographs of the inaugural proceedings were intentionally framed in a way, in one particular tweet, to minimize the enormous support that had gathered on the National Mall. This was the first time in our nation's history that floor coverings have been used to protect the grass in the mall. That had the effect of highlighting any areas where people were not standing, while in years past, the grass eliminated this visual. This is also the first time that fencing and magnetometers went as far back on the wall, preventing hundreds of thousands of people from being able to access the mall as quickly as they had in inaugurations past. Inaccurate numbers involving crowd size were also tweeted. No one had numbers because the National Park Service, which controls the National Mall, does not put any out. By the way, this applies to any attempts to try to count the number of protesters today in the same fashion. We do know a few things, so let's go through the facts. We know that from the platform where the president was sworn in to 4th Street holds about 250,000 people. From 4th Street to the media tent is about another 220,000. And from the media tent to the Washington Monument, another 250,000 people. All of this space was full when the president took the oath of office. We know that 420,000 people used the D.C. Metro public transit yesterday, which actually compares to 317,000 that used it for President Obama's last inaugural. This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period, both in person and around the globe. Even the New York Times printed a photograph showing that a misrepresentation of the crowd in the original tweet in their paper, which showed the full extent of the support, depth, and crowd and intensity that existed. These attempts to lessen the enthusiasm of the inauguration are shameful and wrong. The president was also at the Central, as you know, the president was at the Central Intelligence Agency today and greeted by a raucous overflow crowd of some 400 plus CIA employees. There were over 1,000 requests to attend, prompting the president to note that he'll have to come back to greet the rest. The employees were ecstatic that he's the new commander in chief, and he delivered them a powerful and important message. He told them he has their back. And they were grateful for that. They gave him a 5-minute standing ovation at the end in a display of their patriotism and their enthusiasm for his presidency. I'd also note that it's a shame that the CIA didn't have a CIA director to be with him today when he visited, because the Democrats have chosen, Senate Democrats are stalling the nomination of Mike Pompeo and playing politics with national security. That's what you guys should be writing and covering. That this, instead of sowing division about tweets and false narratives. The president is committed to unifying our country, and that was the focus of his inaugural address. This kind of dishonesty in the media, the challenging that bringing about our nation together is making it more difficult. There's been a lot of talk in the media about the responsibility to hold Donald Trump accountable. And I'm here to tell you that it goes two ways. We're going to hold the press accountable as well. The American people deserve better, and as long as he serves as the messenger for this incredible movement, he will take his message directly to the American people, where his focus will always be. And with that, a few other updates from the day. The president had a constructive conversation with Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada about strengthening the relationship between our two nations. They also discussed setting up additional meetings in the days to come, which we will follow up on. He also spoke to Prime Minister Peña Nieto of Mexico and talked about a visit on trade, immigration, and security that will occur on the 31st. The president will welcome his first foreign leader this Thursday when the United Kingdom's Theresa May will come to Washington on Friday. On tomorrow, the president will oversee his assistance to the president being sworn in. He will then, the staff will then have an ethics briefing and be a briefing on the proper use and handling of classified information. Further updates as far as what he will do. Oh, and then in the evening, he will have a reception for law enforcement and first responders that helped support the inauguration. Thank you guys for being here tonight. I will see you on Monday.
Okay, so let me just clarify. That was White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer's press statement rather than a briefing or a conference, the first briefing being held this afternoon, obviously, as Secretary Spicer said. On that note, we'll be right back. Stick around. More coming up.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. We see what's happening. You know, America is very unstable right now. Virtual morality and religion are the foundation of the foundation of America, the underpinnings of our founding documents. And without virtual morality and religion, we are doomed. We're conquered, fallen indeed, as Patrick Henry said. And it's unfortunate to see so much rampant Marxist provocateurism from every corner. And many folks, I don't think, even realize what they're doing. When you go out and you're antagonistic and you're provoking people or drawing people into a conflict, you'll see some videos. I'm not going to name names, but you'll see some videos floating around on YouTube, for instance, where a certain person is interviewing folks at the protests, interviewing certain demonstrators, and is drawing a crowd of people. You know, this individual will talk to one person, and suddenly you see people kind of coming, gathering near this person, and this person is picking a fight, basically, very kind of, you know, like an ideological punch in the nose to every person that he addresses, every person to whom he speaks or with whom he speaks. And that can almost always invariably result in only one thing, and that's conflict. It's a contrived conflict. Versus those folks that go out and say when these people are marching, just to point out the insanity of it all. Two things, though, on that. You know, first, drawing down the conflict, drawing down the tension. But, you know, you can see the contrast. Some folks do that, and it's good to see that. It's good to see people confronting uninformed folks in hopes, in an effort to get them to be more thoughtful about what they're doing. I'm not even questioning the motives behind what they're doing. Because, you know, obviously the people that would get out and do something like the protest or, you know, demonstrate or whatever, in their heart probably think they have the right intentions, the right motivation, you know, not even questioning their motives. In other words, setting aside the malicious and subversive intent of some, for example, to pay protesters to show up at things. Not even questioning that, but to get people to think more and to be more thoughtful about what they're doing, drawing down that tension. But it also kind of points out the insanity of groupthink, doesn't it? When you see one person interviewing these people in a group, and to the point of what Bernays wrote in Propaganda Chapter 4, you can manipulate people, it seems, in the group in a way that you can't individually. I'm sure if you get those people out of that moment, out of that group, it would be an entirely different conversation, hopefully. Anyway, that'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up right after this short break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.